Each year, bishops from around the world travel to the Holy Land on a pilgrimage to support the Christian community in the land of Jesus' birth. Organized by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, the annual Holy Land coordination brings together bishops from different countries, especially countries that have historically had an influence in the Holy Land. This year's visit included bishops from Europe, North America, and South Africa. Vatican Radio's Christopher Wells was with the bishops during the week-long pilgrimage. In the days leading up to Easter, we're publishing Christopher's stories about the Holy Land coordination visit. In our first story, Christopher speaks with the director of the Holy Land coordination, Father Mark Madden of Liverpool, England, about the annual visit to the Holy Land.
Father, we began the Holy Land coordination last night here in Bethlehem, officially. We'd already been to Gaza for a pastoral visit. Can you tell us a little bit about what the priorities this year for the Holy Land coordination visit are?
The priorities for the coordination this year is quite specific in that the purpose of the coordination is not to look at one particular theme and then go on to the next one, but we are always act in solidarity with the people we meet every single year. And so I suppose in some ways this year it's a follow-up from last year and previous years. So we visited Gaza because we promised that we would always stay in solidarity with the people there, and we will keep on doing that. We have visited the Kremazan Valley, where there's been issues with demolition and destruction of land there, and we have celebrated a fantastic mass with the people of Bet Jala, again to show them we don't just look at issues for one year and go on to the next one, that we will always stay with those people, that we will always stay with those issues. Likewise, with our Jordan trip, we are going to meet many of the Christian refugees, and again we will keep on with that theme for as long as necessary. Also, in Jordan, we'll be looking at the local community and how the local community are coping with the influx of refugees, but also to see the difficulties that the Jordanian Christians are facing. We often, when we look at the Holy Land, we often look at only the Palestinians and the issues and the struggles they are facing. But the Jordanians are also facing their own struggles. They're also facing difficulties as well. So it's our Jordanian visit is also to see them, to meet them, to encourage them, primarily also to meet the clergy in Jordan, to show our support for them, because really, in order for us to fully support the local community, we must also keep in mind it's the clergy, that we support the clergy, we support the local bishops. And through our support of them, hopefully they'll be given the strength to support the people they serve.
And you've talked about carrying through over the years. What are your impressions of the Christian community here and the place as a minority amongst a vastly larger population of Muslims, of Jews, of different nationalities and ethnic groups?
What always impresses me about the Church in the Holy Land is how unified they are. That at home we tend to bog ourselves down with particular issues such as denominations. So, you know, at home, I'm Roman Catholic, I'm Anglican, I'm Methodist, I'm whatever. Over here, they are Christians. First and foremost, they are Christians. So if you ask any person over in the Holy Land what religion they are, they will not say Roman Catholic or Anglican. They will always say, first and foremost, I am a Christian. It's only if you press them further that they will say I'm Latin or I'm Greek Orthodox or whatever. And I think that always impresses me about the church here, that they are a unified body, and within that unity they are a great bridge builder for peace between the other sections of the community that they find themselves in, because we are the minority, that obviously our Jewish brothers and sisters and our Muslim brothers and sisters are bigger in population than the Christians are. So because of, I think, of the unified aspect of the Christian community here, they serve well as bridge builders. And again, I think as a coordination, that we help the local community in their role, in their mission as bridge builders for the entire community in which they live.
And Father, you bring both a group that comes kind of regularly on the Holy Land coordination. Every year I know there are new people, including myself this year. What are some of your goals broadly for the coordination, and what are some of the immediate goals this year for the coordination?
I think that question is those two parts of the question are the same, really. I think our goal is to primarily to fully see if we can inform the bishops so that they can go home, because really the work of the coordination happens and takes place once we go home. Really, this week is, if you like, is a fact-finding mission. It is a pastoral mission, not only, if you like, on a political mission as well. So our goal is to equip the bishops primarily, and all the other people, but it's the bishops who have the influence with their governments, with their own conference of bishops, with their own societies they live in, their own diocese. It's to fully equip them with everything possible so that they can go home, and that's when the work of the coordination begins, that they lobby their governments, they lobby their local authorities, they speak as much and as strongly as they can to the people that the bishops serve and the organizations that the people belong to. So really that's our goal. But, you know, for this year and for next and for last year, that's our main goal, is to fully equip the bishops so they can be great advocates for the church in the Holy Land when they get to their back home and to their own environments.
Very good. Thank you, Father.
That was the director of the Holy Land Coordination, Father Mark Madden of Liverpool, England, speaking with Christopher Wells.